I can hear you. I could hear Colleen better. Problem might be on your end.
All right, I'm
No, that's good. We can hear you.
Full volume.
Okay, good.
All right. And you can hear Colleen.
Yes.
I'm going to call to order the special select board meeting of October 30th, 2017. This meeting is in response to an email I received from the acting chair of the Ethics Committee, Tom Little. It's a short memorandum of decision which I shared with the entire select board right away upon receiving it. I will read the entire memorandum of decision, complaint number 2017-1020-EC-003. It states the Ethics Committee received an Ethics and Conflict of Interest Ordinance complaint on October 20th, 2017 against one of its members. After extensive deliberations on October 21st and 25th, the committee, minus the chair, who previously had recused himself, concluded that it could not, in good conscience, consider the substance of the complaint, as to do so would create an intractable dilemma. For this reason, the remaining members of the committee have decided that the spirit and letter of the ordinance compel them to recuse themselves from the matter prior to any probable cause determination. Under the ordinance, until the determination that there is probable cause that a violation occurred, the complaint and the identities of the complainant and respondent are all strictly confidential. For these reasons, under Section 16G of the ordinance, the committee requests that the select board promptly appoint an ethics committee pro tem for the purpose of considering the October 20th complaint, dated October 27th, 2017, Tom Little, acting chair. So that's what brings us to this meeting. First item is to consider approval of the agenda. It's very short. Anyone have any comments? Any suggested changes? If not, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So yeah. Moved.
So moved by
Jerry.
Okay, if you guys could help me with who said what. So please tell me who moved and who seconded.
So moved by Jerry. This is John Kerr, and I'll second that motion.
Seconded by John Kerr. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
So everyone in the room understands the state legislature changed the rules on voting when people participate by telephone. When items are unanimous, there is no need for a roll call vote. When items are not unanimous, then there is a need for a roll call vote. That was unanimous, so that's why we're not doing a roll call. Next item is public comments. This is the time during the meeting. If someone has something they'd like to say over which the select board has jurisdiction that is not on tonight's agenda, now is the time for you to speak. And John, since you're the vice chair, if you could help identify anyone who wants to speak, if there is anyone at this time.
Sure, no problem. Anyone have a comment? Please.
Good evening.
Everyone, if you have a comment, identify yourself.
There you go.
Come to the microphone.
That close?
And there's a little notice to everyone. Ann Janda is sitting in tonight simply to act as a facilitator. She is not here to make any opinions, to take any position. She is simply facilitating the meeting and getting everyone together and taking notes.
Okay.
That's it.
So we have Davies Allen, who's
good evening. My question is, there's no mention on the agenda as to whether this new temporary ethics committee will have a budget. That is to say, if they need a council, will they too be stymied just as the normal Ethics Committee has? And I want to know the answer to that.
I object to your characterization of using the word stymied. You're asking me to speculate what the board's going to do. Five people on the board. I don't know what the board's going to do. Okay, anyone else?
Any other questions? No other questions.
Okay, great. We'll move to item number four, which is the decision item. Through section 16G of the Ethics and Conflict of Interest Ordinance, section 147-5.1 of the Town Charter, and the memorandum of decision, which I just read, dated October 26, 2017, consider appointing an Ethics Committee pro tem for the purpose of considering the October 20th complaint. As I indicated earlier, I received the complaint, I think it was Friday afternoon. I looked at it for the first time Friday evening, and if I have the days correct, and I sent it to everyone on the board the next morning, and followed it up with a telephone call to each and every member on the select board. I spoke to everyone on the phone, and I called Josh and left him a message, but did not hear back. So, Jerry, would you, since you're there and I'm not there, would you jump in and give us your thoughts on this?
Yes, be happy to.
Thank you.
We have an obligation tonight to appoint a temporary body to hear a specific matter on short notice in the interest of one of our fellow citizens who 10 days ago made a complaint that has not yet been heard. I'm keenly aware, as many of you know in some detail, of the divisions of opinion, of the erosion of trust, and of the great roster of concerns that have been expressed in the recent months over our self-governance. My feeling, strong feeling tonight, is that the interest of that innocent, whomever he or she may be, who made a complaint, who deserves a due process response, is of greater value and importance right now than what may be a failure in some of your minds of the process by which we're going to appoint members tonight. I'm seeking a balance of what's in the community's best interest here. And you can know that on my part, and each of our members at my request right now will respond accordingly. We know nothing of who made this complaint, about what, and about whom. And I would be pleased at this moment if each of my colleagues would so state, so it's clear to everyone in the community, there's absolutely no knowledge on the part of this board as to the nature or the personalities of that complaint.
First I heard that this action needed to take place was just as Gary stated. I received an email from him on Saturday morning and a phone call later in the day. And I said, of course I would be here and support this special meeting, and that's all I know. I don't know who filed the complaint, who it's towards, anything else. That's all I know. But it is under our charter to take this step at the request of this committee to put in place a temporary ethics board. So that's the action we plan to take.
Gary and Colleen, would you state so that it's clear to the community?
Sure, absolutely. I'll go then, Colleen, go ahead. I have not seen the who the complainant is, and I do not know who the respondent is. I do not know the allegations in the complaint. I do not know if there are witnesses named in the complaint. I have not seen it, so I just cannot tell you what the complaint is. Colleen?
Same as everybody before me.
Okay.
Yes, and I have no knowledge of the complaint or the complaint itself. However, I do want to clarify.
Can I finish?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Oh. All right. That's established. There should be confidence on the part of all of us that there's simply no knowledge here. Further, I don't think it's useful or productive to second guess this complaint and draw some conclusion from that as to whether the nominees that we're about to consider are for or against. I think that would be a mistaken understanding of how we govern. And one or two more comments. This is not a fun task that we're going to ask some of our fellow residents to take on. Further, there's no indication of how long it might entail their efforts and energy and dedication. We have no idea how long it might go on. That's a lot to ask of people blindly groping around to take on a pretty serious matter in the interest of the community. And you'll hear later in my proposal an extra number of alternates for the reason that there may yet be conflicts on the part of those we appoint tonight. We cannot know that because they've not met and heard the complaint. And as they do, they may decide that they must recuse because they have conflicts. We can't know that. And we don't want to, hopefully, be back here next week to redo the process. I've talked around with people. Specifically, I spoke with Roger Price, whom I admire and with whom I have served on a committee previously. We discussed what might be in the best interest of the community and reached these following conclusions. One of which I share with Josh, that whomever is nominated should not presently be involved or engaged in any of the number of events that have captured such attention in the last several months. Not a known quantity in terms of speaking at public meetings, sitting on boards, commissions, or committees, or certainly not involved in any of the various events directly. Two, hopefully they would be persons whose integrity and dedication to the town is beyond reproach. And third, there should be some degree of comradeship or some collaborative sharing because the task is going to probably require that. In the process, the chair took on the responsibility for calling all recommended names to be sure they were available and to be sure they had what understanding of the task that we could communicate to this point. Josh obviously has some comments, which I welcome, and at some later point, I'll make my motion to propose the group of nominees.
Okay. Josh.
Yeah. First, although certainly I'd like to see a orderly process, I'm really uncomfortable with the way this process is developed. First of all, I'd like to correct, and I find it interesting the comment that Jerry just made. Gary said that he sent an email to all the members with the acting ethics committee chair's memo, and and then left a phone call that I didn't respond to. So this is a transcription of that phone call. Gary says, it's Saturday, October 26th at 10 a.m. I just sent an email to everyone on the select board forwarding decision by the ethics committee. It's pretty self-explanatory. We are having a special meeting of the select board Monday, 7 p.m. Telephone information will be provided for anyone who can't be there. Bye. Okay, so I don't see any place in that email that says, please return my call, which Gary, I think, was what he said, that I did not return his call. There was no suggestion. That, to me, is a message of information, which I appreciated, and I think that's great. However, it is unclear to me if all of the members, and I would like to ask each of the members, as you have, did the chair have a discussion of potential process, which I think he alluded to in his comment, with each of the members? So can I ask that question?
I answer immediately, yes. He outlined the process that he felt we should follow.
Okay.
No question. We obviously have to have some structure to it. Absolutely.
John, did you have that discussion?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It made sense to me.
Colleen, did you have that discussion?
Yeah, and Josh, by the way, he left basically the same message for me. I just called him back.
Okay.
And I wanted more details. And it was basically the same process. It was not that big of a deal.
Okay. Right. And it may not be a big of a deal. I did not get any sense of that message that there was a process. It seems to me that I read the agenda, and it seems as always, we discuss things here. So my understanding of the open meetings law is that we shouldn't discuss things not in public forum, which is that possibility. So one of the comments that Jerry made was that there was recommended names. And what I understand is there was a request in this process discussion, of which I knew nothing about, and I'm not sure why I would know anything about this, that there was a suggestion to submit names. So I do have, I'm uncomfortable with the process.
Why didn't you just
excuse
call?
Me,
why
Colleen.
Did you call?
Colleen, I am speaking, thank you. I did send an email to Gary, which I received no response.
I received an email from you, Josh, this afternoon.
Yes.
And I got back to my place where I'm staying because I'm not in town. And I got back at a little after 6 o'clock. So I didn't even have a chance to respond to your email.
That's fine. Okay, well, it's...
And I had no response to anything, but no response at all. And your transcription of what he said on the message, I'm sure that's accurate.
Thank you. Okay, so we are, as was stated in the acting ethics care chairman, we're operating on ethics committee article 16G. Article 15A talks about the creation of the ethics committee, which says the select board shall solicit volunteers from among town residents who are willing to serve on the committee. I would assume that would be the process by which we also would select a committee pro tem. However, if in fact the instructions, as I understand, were for select board members to solicit volunteers individually, that most likely would disenfranchise a huge selection of the town who would have no knowledge that this process was going on. And it seems to me, if we want to have an open and democratic process, the way to solicit volunteers is the same way we solicit volunteers for any other committee in town, is there is a notice given that there are openings and we are looking for volunteers. That process hasn't been followed, and it states in the Ethics Committee ordinance that ostensibly that committee should be followed. So the whole idea of this process, this discussion of process, happened on the telephone without benefit of the community's knowledge. And now we are suggesting that we follow a process that was discussed on the phone, of which I had no knowledge of. It doesn't matter if I should have called back. I had no knowledge that there was any other information given to me other than, here, there's going to be a meeting on Monday. Okay, I'm at the meeting on Monday. I feel somewhat at a disadvantage to suggest that I can actively or completely participate in this meeting without having a full and complete knowledge that the rest of the committee has. So I proceed as you think, but I think this is potentially has a lot of errors and potential violations of different things in this process. And I would think that a better way of proceeding and would be to announce this to the town, solicit volunteers, and appoint a committee within a reasonable time frame. There is no place. Excuse me. Wait. I'll tell you when I'm done.
Can you wrap it up quickly, though?
I will wrap it up. I will wrap it up when I am finished. Yeah. Thank you. There is nothing in the Ethics Committee ordinance or the rules of procedure which specifies a time frame in which complaints must be answered. I appreciate Jerry's concern about addressing this complaint in a timely manner, and I think that's a valuable thing we should always strive to do, but not in a situation where it disenfranchises potential participants in this process. And so, even though there may be a desire to move forward on this, I think there's no requirement, and I would like to see a more fully engaged public in this process. Thank you.
Okay, Jerry, I'm going to ask you to respond, but before I do, I just want to repeat again what the acting chair of the Ethics Committee wrote of the memorandum of decision of the Ethics Committee, where he wrote, the committee requests that the select board promptly appoint an Ethics Committee pro tem.
And can you define that word promptly,
Jerry,
please?
Jerry, can you please respond to Josh's comments about the process? I don't want any secrets about the process. Please tell him, the email you sent me suggesting one person, the telephone call you made afterwards, and, just be right up front, tell him everything that happened.
Well, there's no, first of all, I'll repeat my concern that it's already 10 days. And we don't know the nature of this complaint, which could very well involve behaviors of all different kinds. So I ask you to put yourselves in the same shoes I tried to put myself. If 10 days ago I made a complaint and there's yet a determination of even who's going to hear it. Secondly, it was my belief, indeed, in a conversation with the chair, that one person on the board should speak to whomever was nominated so that it was a uniform discussion as to whether they were available and as to whether they had some sense of the task at hand. given what I described earlier as a lot of questions, open questions. At this point, I'd like to make a motion to propose. Is that acceptable?
No, it is not.
There's no public comment?
No, absolutely permitted to make a motion if you want.
I would like to make one more comment. If you were going to make a motion...
But Terry has the floor. You can make your comment after...
He nodded to me, so I assume that is ascension that I could proceed.
Terry, did you want to make a motion now? Do you want to defer?
I just assume here, Josh. For the moment.
I think the motion to proceed is out of order because I do not, as you say, the process to recommend individuals to participate, I had no knowledge of, nor could I participate in. And so therefore, I am being denied the opportunity to participate in this process. And I don't think that's the way we should operate.
Wait, so 4 out of 5, we all called Gary back with this kind of like momentous email, and we all called back except for Josh. So we all had an opportunity to suggest names, which I didn't, but everybody else was able to suggest names except for Josh.
Thank you,
Colleen.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, my motion is to...
Please, Gary.
My motion is to nominate... It's two-part. It's to nominate the following individuals as the full membership of the temporary committee. Roger Price, Bruce Lisbon, Josh Simons, Ann Dixon, and Brian Waxler. And as three alternates, and please be mindful of my comment earlier that we're adding some extras, Richie Berger, Ted Johnson, and Ann Hogan. As a second part of my motion, I propose that Roger Price be authorized as convener to organize the first meeting of this pro tem committee.
Thank you, Gary. And in
second,
where's the alternates? I assume, or please correct me if I'm wrong. Are you naming them in the order
in their order of standing? That is, Mr.
Yeah.
Gary, will you give me that?
Okay, so there's a motion by Gary and a second by Colleen. Further discussion. Does anyone have any comments?
Yes, I have comments.
From everything that I've heard from these individuals, they all seem to be upstanding members of the community. I don't have a personal relationship with anyone. Roger Price, I think I've met twice. And Bruce Lisbon, I've met once. And I haven't met, and Ann Hogan, I've met a couple of times. And that's it.
All right. Thank you. I do want to let people know how some of this happened. After I received the call back from Gary, because we exchanged the call several times, and we finally spoke. Gary then sent me an email. And he's, and Gary, if I mischaracterize anything, please send it in and correct it. Gary sent me an email and said something along the lines of, the first person who comes to mind is Roger Price. And I responded, agreed. Or something to that effect. Then Jenny and I had a conversation, and I suggested to Gary, I think it was my suggestion, well, it might have been Gary's, I think it was mine, that Gary call Roger and see what Roger's thoughts might be. And it's my understanding, after speaking with Gary afterwards, that they had a nice conversation in which Roger suggested certain people to participate on this ethics committee pro tem. I called Roger myself. I think Jerry gave me the names of some of the people, and Roger gave me the names of the other people. I called them just to see if they were available and to give them a quick summary of where we were, and to let them know that I didn't know who I never saw the complaint, so however, who the complainant was, who the respondent was, who any witnesses might be, and to check to see if they were willing to serve and if they thought they would be available. So the names didn't come from, the names came from Roger Price during his conversation with Jerry and some subsequent conversation. Is that fair, Jerry? Is that a fair summary?
Yes, Rod, we discussed a number of names, added, subtracted, and a number were recommended to you, some of which have changed in the process. But
right. Oh, one name, though, came from John Kerr, a person, Dr. Ann Dixon. I have never met Dr. Dixon. I did put her on the phone. John suggested her. She was available and was willing, and she said she had to think about it, and she called me back and told me yes, she was available. So that's where these names came from. All right, and Jerry, thank you for coming up. All right, any other comments?
Yes.
About the motion?
I have a comment, and I recognize the motion is on the floor, but I want to suggest the potential alternative, depending on the outcome of this motion, is that since I have not had any participation in this process, and I think that most people think that that's probably not an appropriate way for the select board to operate, I would be willing to have an alternative method in which each member of the select board, five members, since we have to nominate five people, each member of the select board could nominate one person, and in the interest of unanimity, fairness, and economy of time, that person would be nominated unanimously. And then if we want alternates, then a second round would nominate alternates. That way, we'd have five committee members, five alternates, and all of the select board members would have an equal opportunity to participate in this process.
Dave, are there any other comments or any discussion?
Are there public comments for this option?
It's my only comment. My question when this came up was there's a certain level of awkwardness given the recent activity in the last couple of weeks, in which I asked the chair if it was okay if I contacted the town attorney to simply ask if I should recuse myself, in which I was, and he gave permission, and I was still told specifically no, because it has nothing to do with me as far as we know. And Josh, the only concern with me about that is then there everybody has their favorite. You know, I can honestly say that I don't know anyone. They all seem to have a good reputation. Volunteers are hard to come by. If these people are willing to serve, then I am happy to, and I can say with a clear conscience, it's not because I cherry picked somebody to serve on a committee.
But
so I'm in favor of what Jerry has suggested.
And you have no concerns that I have not been able to participate?
Only because X now called back except for you, and you didn't take that opportunity, maybe, you know, because of the history of lack of communication. And, you know, that's just being honest. And because I think otherwise you could have. And that's unfortunate, but we're here tonight and we have volunteers, and I just want to, you know, it's time to get it moving.
Okay, I would like to follow up on Colleen's comment. She's absolutely correct. Last night, I called the town attorney and spoke with him and was told that we don't know who the complainant is, we don't know who the respondent is, so Colleen does not need to recuse herself. Whoever is appointed to the committee, there is the ethics ordinance, but there's also rule of procedure that the the Ethics Committee itself, and only the Ethics Committee, adopted. I was informed that whoever is appointed can choose to follow those rules of procedure, and choose to amend those rules of procedure, and choose whatever rules of procedure they choose. It's their committee pro tem. And they can also have the right to call anyone they want for procedural advice, not to discuss the substance of the complaint, but just for procedures. So, are there any other comments?
So, there's some public comments, so we'll take them, Sean.
Okay, could you please just make sure everybody.
Yeah, we'll write it down.
And identify themselves.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sean Moran, I know you know me. So I have a question for Jerry, and you know I respect you. Are any of those people's names that you listed, I think there's eight, are any of them in the room tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I took a little offense at that the people you had talked about, or however this came about between the four of you, now Josh, you felt should be not known because I don't know why you felt they shouldn't be known. You're known to the select board, like people who talk often or who are here. There are 31 people here. Certainly 31 of these people, you know, other than the few that may be on that, would have volunteered or would love to have been considered. But it seems because of this clandestine little way this was done, and Josh, as I know, will be thrown out, you know, very quickly, that some of us, or some of them, and not me, you know, were just like dismissed from the possible pool to put there because they're known. Certainly, all these people who are here on Monday night are interested in what happens with the select board, what happens with the ethics committee, and certainly what happens that we feel this town is not being transparent. So this just fuels that lack of transparency as far as I'm concerned. And that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't disagree, Sean. I guess it depends upon what you think is the worst fuel. Because I think failure to address a citizen's complaint is more flammable fuel on a fire that already is sort of raging in the community.
I totally
agree. I've said so.
I totally agree.
One. Right.
Two,
it happens that my colleague Josh also felt, independently we did of each other, that these appointees should not be holding positions currently on committees, boards, and commissions to ensure their objectivity in a way that someone may feel is extra cautious. Further, it was felt on my part that given the amount of conversation over the last 2-3 months in this room among many of us on topics that may very well relate to this complaint, because we don't know, that we could be buying bias, we could create a bias unknowingly. The feeling was if we reached out to those who had, for all practical purposes, on our parts, no obvious role, no comments, no postings, nothing of that order, we would reduce the chance of that. Understand, if we have further conflicts with this group, we're going to be back here in another 4 or 5 days or a week, and that's another week that this complaint isn't being heard. That was my rationale.
Respectfully, I think the process was flawed.
I respect your opinion, Sean. I do. I suffer with it. I wish it were.
I wish it were
more a situation that was more clear.
No, I know you to be fair and.
Linda.
Linda Real, Falls Road. I think my disappointment here is that I feel when you have a leadership on a team, it's up to the leader to make sure that every member is heard and that a repeated attempt could have been made to make sure that one member of the team was filled in to the same amount of knowledge as everybody else. And that may have taken some repeated attempts at contact. And that is my disappointment right now.
Thank you.
I second that.
Roger.
Do I need to stand up?
No.
So I'm Roger Price, and see, my name's been mentioned many times here. I received this telephone call from Jerry 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
It wasn't long.
It wasn't several days ago. And it was a lovely call. How are you doing? I have not been involved in town politics in any way other than I wrote one piece in the Shelburne News about civility in the town months ago. And a number of people in this room I've watched on select board meetings. But my experience has not been in this form of governance. I've served for 40 years in the Boys and Girls Club boards, and I'm familiar with that form of governance. Jerry asked if I would help with his ethics committee, and I said I would consider doing that, provided the committee was a group of collegial people. I gave two names, not all the names. I gave Brian Waxler's name and Ted Johnson's name. I've known Bruce a while. I mentioned his name. When Gary called me, he also mentioned Josh Simon's name, who I know for years because my son, who's 15, was at the Waldorf School. So I do know Josh. But the other names on this committee, potential committee, Ann Dixon, I do not know. I did speak with her today because she works in ethics at the hospital, and somebody I know well is an ethicist at the hospital and has left for Seattle. So I had a conversation with Ann and the doctor who's left. And I do not know Richie Berger. And I do not know Ann Hogan, and I don't know, there was another name, John Day, I don't know if he's on the list. So these other names were percolated not by me. So Ted Johnson I know, Bruce Listman I know, and you I know. That's it. And also, I don't have any interest in serving in a committee that's fully divisive. It's not what I want to do. Regardless of what
I can add a quick postscript. I was privileged to serve with both Bruce and Roger on the town manager selection committee some years back, which is my only relationship basically with both. But the process, recommendations came up, they were gathered up by the chair. The chair made this the single point of contact to call everybody to see about their availability and willingness. And we are here tonight.
And it's probably important, can I speak again? To mention that Kathy Brooks was the chair of that committee, of the replacing Paul Boney, and I was the vice chair.
Davies?
Let's focus on the fact that the process is to seek volunteers. The way you seek volunteers is you solicit them. Same as you would put any article in the paper. You would ask for volunteers, just like Josh said. No volunteers were sought. What happened here was the chair and Jerry, presumably, and perhaps John, called people and said, hey, here's an opportunity. Would you serve on this temporary ethics committee? That's not my idea of a volunteer. This is not a criminal matter. This is not something this town has to rush through tonight to seek resolution. Gary learned about this on Friday, and here it is Monday night, and you guys want to hurry along and get this done. Why not do it proper? Why not do it with patience and dedication to the law as it's written and the process? You guys on the board are in a hurry. And you know what? Earlier tonight, Jerry, you said blindly groping. That's how we've all been since this friggin' hazmat thing started. We're
please,
all in the dark.
Please,
we're all
proper
in the dark.
Language. There's no language like that.
I apologize.
I don't think this is hazmat.
It's not. But the point is, you pointed out that blindly groping, this is another step in us being in the dark
to a committee that's going to take on a task of in great ignorance, and their willingness to do so, I think, earns all of our respect at the moment. Secondly, I just simply disagree that we should spend any more time than we need to address a complaint that might be quite serious in its nature.
and that if you or I were making it or had made it, I think we'd feel differently about a timely hearing. And we're already 10 days into it.
I dare tell you, it's not a criminal matter. There's no hurry.
Well, you know better than the rest of us.
Why not do it by the process that's
written?
Then
you know more about the complaint than the rest of us do.
Any other comments? Josh, sorry.
Hi, everything. Just to follow up on that, the town clerk is sitting here. The town clerk knows about the complaint. The town and who submitted it. The town clerk could easily communicate with that person and ask if they have a concern to meet your concerns about whether they want, whether there's any necessity to move forward. We could hear directly from the complainant if they have a concern whether this process should be moved in the way that it's being suggested.
You wouldn't accept the logic that if someone made a complaint, they intended it to be heard?
Yes, I would. But again, there is no language
and
in the...
And you violate their confidentiality?
There's no confidentiality.
To satisfy?
No, I'm not violating. She already knows who gave and entered the complaint.
Yeah.
She knows who it is.
Right. So we compromise the town clerk just
she's
to satisfy
not we're not compromising her. She knows who it is. And saying there is no item in the ethics ordinance which provides a time frame. And I think it's an arbitrary decision has been made. And I recognize that decisions can be made. I'm just suggesting I don't think it's an appropriate process to be following.
Sorry, again, I want to point out that the ethics committee themselves, not the select board, not anyone else, the ethics committee, in a decision signed by the acting chair, who requested that the select board promptly appoint an ethics committee pro tem. Sorry,
And my question would be, what would be the definition of promptly?
Is there anyone else who has any comments, John?
No one else in the audience. Josh is done, I think.
Yeah, I just want I want a definition of promptly. What?
I'm not there, so I can't see. So please understand. I just said if you'd like to be speaking now. Please go ahead, otherwise we have a motion to
Yeah, my only question was the definition of promptly.
Okay, thank you. We're ready to go ahead?
Yes, no other questions.
Okay, we have a motion by Gary and a second by... Jack, could you remind me who seconded it?
Colleen.
Seconded by Colleen. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, we have to do a roll call vote. Josh?
Nay.
Jerry?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Colleen?
Aye.
And my vote is aye. All right, so the motion has passed. Roger, Jerry's motion appointed you as the convener. Please take whatever steps you feel appropriate to convene your ethics committee pro tem. And I need to look the agenda. I think that's it. That's it. Agenda. So, someone like to move to adjourn.
One sec. Yes, Diana.
So, I'm the town clerk and the clerk on the ethics committee, and I'm just curious who will be the clerk on the pro tem committee.
I believe you would still serve as the clerk for the pro tem.
Thank you.
You're good with that, right?
Yes.
Diana?
Yeah, she's good.
Good. All right. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded
by
Jerry.
John. Second.
seconded by Jeremy. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
5-0.
5-0? Okay, we're done. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
See you, children.